Sweetie, how's it been going?
This is when you say something. You're supposed to say like, oh, my day was terrible.
I can't take that seriously. I can't take that seriously.
You should. Oh. I'm trying to ask about your day and you're just laughing at me.
I'm putting
this down. I don't think that there has been a good movie this summer. May to July. I don't think anything was good. I think it was all crap. What was I saying? Star Trek and Up definitely were the two ones that stood out. But anything besides that was shit, I think. I don't really remember any movie that I saw besides Star Trek and Up this summer pre-August. I mean, I guess you could count Funny People in 500 Days of Summer July, but fucking, you know, I'm not there on opening day. This is New Jersey. There's people. I don't want to hang out with people. Why I have you.
I saw Star Trek, and I think I did nothing even approaching going to a movie theater until Funny People and 5 Days of Summer came out. I didn't see Wolverine. I didn't even attempt to see Terminator. I didn't try to see anything. I just said, fuck it. I still haven't even seen Up, which is terrible.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess some people can get Pixar'd out. Like I said last time, or the time before, or whatever it was, I don't think Pixar can make a bad movie. I don't think they ever would. Actually, looking at the list I got here, there was Harry Potter that came out.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, all right.
I saw that. I did see that. I got drunk during the movie, like we brought in cans of beer, and I'm pushing 30, but it's a little strange, but still.
Mommy, why does that man smell like Grandpa?
So, yeah, I saw Harry Potter this week, actually, finally. But it was good. It was good.
But still,
I know
like,
you don't love Harry.
No, it's not a big deal. I still think that counts towards what I'm saying, though. I really don't think that anybody I know has been out there going to see movies until this fucking month. Because it was Wolverine, then it was Star Trek, and I actually lost my list. There's like a lull, and then there was Public Enemies, Transformers, neither of which I saw. Rachel saw Public Enemies. She said it was good, but she really doesn't like Michael Mann movies because they're really violent, according to her, really violent and really pointless. But compared to everything in August, like August, they really, regardless of what you think of G.I. Joe, it's making money. I mean, I guess.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, they said it's fucking ridiculous and whatever else, but I don't think I'll go. I'll fucking rent it on DVD or whatever on Netflix when it comes out. This month, you got what?
This is the biggest indictment to the summer so far. I am the biggest Transformers fan in the world. Maybe not in the world. But I'm a huge Transformers fan. I'm willing, about ready to rebuy the actual series on DVD again because it's now the new box. But I forgot that I saw Transformers this year. I forgot that I paid money on opening day to see it in the IMAX, and it totally is no longer anywhere in my brain. I forgot that happened. That was how bad this has been so far. That's fucking terrible. I totally forgot Transformers existed.
Angels and Demons. I'm looking at the list now. It was Angels and Demons in May, and that fucking went nowhere as far as I know. Terminator Salvation, like you were saying, a good attempt at a movie, I guess. I mean, I don't know what to say about Terminator that hasn't been said by critics, fans, anybody else. Like, just I think that they had a really good idea with the I don't know if it was Mick G's idea or somebody's idea, basically, that they were to have John Connor die, and then John Connor was going to be replaced by a Terminator that looked like John Connor, and the Terminator would then go on to lead the humans.
Is
with
that
this
what
idea
happened
that,
in
like,
that movie?
No, that's not what happened. I don't really know the ending. I don't mean to comment on the ending. I know that it wasn't that, but okay. I do know that I read it like in fucking like Wired or something, or because every magazine, like Esquire, pretty much everything I get, they were like, oh my god, fucking Terminator looks terrible, Mick G's a douchebag because he's got a name like Mick G, and whatever. Like, I don't give a shit about any of that. I don't care who really directs movies, especially because most people don't know directors. I do. I try to follow a certain, you know, like, I like this guy, I like that guy, you know. I hate Tim Burton, you know, but for the most part...
Wait,
I don't care.
Wait.
I don't
to come
Tim
back
Burton.
To this in a second. You hate Tim Burton?
I don't I don't want to. Okay, let's put it this way. I hate Tim Burton post Batman. I think that he started going downhill hard when he made Batman. Like Franken. What was it? What was the dog? Frankenweenie? That was a pretty funny movie. I can't say. Edward Scissorhands is a good movie. See, now you're making me nervous because I'm all like.
Okay, hang on. Okay, Batman. Edward Scissorhands was after Batman. Ed Wood was after Batman.
Okay, no. Ed Wood is a movie that I don't like Tim Burton, but I will defend Ed Wood. That was
Ed Wood's amazing.
I thought it was great. I still think it's great. I would see it again any fucking time.
And have you seen Big Fish?
I have seen Big Fish. Actually, and? Big Fish was it was all right. Okay. It is a way better movie than I remember. Switch that. Wrong way to phrase it. It is a way worse movie than I remember because the memory I have of Big Fish, I caught on cable not too long ago, mm-hmm. and I sat down and I watched it. I was like, it's kind of all over the place, and it's all right. It was an all right movie. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. But I remember being in the movie theater, and Matt and I had a moment where we guffawed at the movie because, not because of the content of the movie, because of something I said, but it was one of those laughs that other people in the movie theater were looking at us like we were out of our fucking minds, knowing my family situation for quite some time. My father's pretty self-depreciating. It's where I get that kind of humor from myself. You know, that whole thing. There's always been a battle between my mother and father. I've always come from like a dysfunctional family of sorts. So we were in the movie theater and we're watching Big Fish, mm-hmm. and Matt and I had our guffaw moment, and that's what made the movie way better than I remember.
Okay.
And definitely was, we were sitting there, and the guy, the father character that the movie focuses on, was sitting there eating waffles, his fucking Eggo or whatever that he was eating. He's, you know, he's enjoying his meal, and the mother character walks over and she says to the son, "Oh my God, it's so terrible. Your father hasn't been eating," and takes the food away from him as he was eating. And Matt, and I turned to Matt and I was like, "He's not eating because you fucking take the food away from him." And Matt and I just started busting up laughing, and everybody in the theater thought we were insane. And that's why whenever I look back on Big Fish, I think it's a great movie, but really not that great. It was all right. I love Ewan McGregor. I think he's a great actor, and I love his stuff, but Tim Burton's really a sore subject because I think he's a really fucking wacky guy, and I think he really is, and I hate to use this example, but the evil Kevin Smith, not just because of that kind of like problem or that situation that Kevin Smith and Tim Burton had, mm-hmm. but because really Tim Burton and Kevin Smith are very similar. They put their friends in the same movies that they do over and over again. It's like, okay, here's, you know, fucking Ben Affleck playing the father now, and he's different because he's not the same as the dude in the previous movie. Well, here's Johnny Depp, and he's still wacky like in the previous movie, but he's not wacky killing people. He's wacky fucking Mad Hatter wacky, you know, or now he's Willy Wonka, you know, shit like that. Like I don't really buy that crap. I don't really understand why the fuck you would, if you're that creative of a person, if you're good enough to make A Nightmare Before Christmas, if you're good enough to make Edward Scissorhands, I really don't like the fact that you're going off and you're making fucking, or remaking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And
that
those
I
fucking,
agree.
There's no reason for it. And especially fucking Planet of the Apes. That's really,
I didn't see
that's,
that.
That's the core. Don't.
I'm not.
That's
going
the
to.
Core of it. I love the original Planet of the Apes. It was the main movie that, like, when I was growing, you've known me for quite some time. As I was growing up, I never really put a lot of thought into anything pre-me.
Yeah.
Anything pre-1984, I was like, fuck that. Like, basically, the world started with G.I. Joe, He-Man, and, you know, Transformers, the fucking cartoon. Not the G.I. Joe my father had, but the G.I. Joe I had, the Yo-Jo, you know, knowledge is half the battle, or whatever that fraction is. That kind of shit. That was what I was interested in. That's what I liked. And until Planet of the Apes came along, somebody had made a comment to me like, you fucking stupid kid, you don't really know anything, and you don't know that there's a lot of great shit out there, and there's a lot of stuff way before your time that you would love if you would just get your head out of your ass. And Planet of the Apes was that movie. I sat down, I watched it one day, and I said, this is gonna be shit, and I fucking loved it. I fell in love with it, even knowing the ending, even knowing the plot due to the Simpsons musical of Planet of the Apes. It's fucking accurate too.
I haven't seen Planet of the Apes.
You don't have to. That's pretty much if you see the musical, you've seen the movie. And Troy McClure does a really impressive Charlton Heston, because it's really the whole movie is Simpsons walking around like, "Hey, fucking apes. I hate the apes. If I had a gun, I'd kill all the apes." And like, and then Dr. Zaius will be like, "Yes, that's why we don't give you a gun, because humans are evil and they kill everything," and, you know, shit like that. I love the fucking movie. I think it's great, and that's why I don't like Tim Burton, because there's no reason you should do that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. It's actually the same reason I have a problem with Quentin Tarantino. If you do a movie that is so fucking good, and everybody loves it. I have never heard anybody shit on Edward Scissorhands or fucking Nightmare Before Christmas, really, ever. I mean, there's, you know, like, obviously people trolling, being like, oh, it's fucking stupid, and I hope every bitch with a fucking Jack Skellington pocketbook gets raped by a fucking garbage truck. You know, but for the most part, they're good movies. They're really good movies. They're what movies are made for, to be really magical, different, out there kind of shit. And you see something that you don't see in your everyday life, kudos. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck would you go do anything different? You know, especially Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, you know, that Quentin Tarantino's version of those two movies, you know, I guess. Two really good movies, and then you move on to other shit that, like, just doesn't... I guess maybe that, like, it was the kind of Jackie Brown, Ed Wood thing where they were excellent fucking movies. Jackie Brown is a good movie. Ed Wood is a wonderful movie. And then I guess it was, like, from then on, I don't really know. I'm kind of talking out of my ass here, as you, per usual, but I think that was the turning point for both of them.
I loved Mars Attacks, but I think I'm in the minority for that.
Fuck you.
I loved Mars Attack, and I really liked Big Fish, but he did Sleepy Hollow and Planet of the Apes in between those two. I haven't seen Sleepy Hollow, and I've only heard terrible things about Planet of the Apes. Then it was Big Fish, then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I didn't mind, but I vastly prefer the Gene Wilder version. There's no comparison. I have no desire to ever see the Burton version again, but I will watch that Gene Wilder version any day of the week, all day.
Yeah.
Then it was Corpse Bride, which I did not like, and I didn't see Sweeney Todd. But I do want to see Alice in Wonderland. Like, what? I don't know if I'll enjoy it as much, but I just like looking at it. Like, it's visually astounding, and I really want to just look at it, really.
Okay.
And apparently in 2011, he's making a new Frankenweenie.
See, there you go. That much like Inglourious Basterds, that's the kind of fucking way to turn it around. If you make something that I like, I'm not going to shit on you on the internet anymore.
So you really just have a problem with Kill Bill for Tarantino then?
I think that he turned into the same thing that Tim Burton did, which was that instead of making your own awesome, cool shit and possibly not making fucking hardcore bank on it like they could with shit like Planet of the Apes and Kill Bill, for as fucking weird as it sounds, I think that they both turned to really safe movies in comparison, and they said, ah, fuck it, we'll go with the, you know, the normal shit that fucking the studio wants to do or whatever. But, you know, like Tim Burton making Superman, like that, why the fuck would Tim Burton make Superman?
What's the Tarantino movie that he just did that was the studio film?
Well, I don't think he's ever done a movie that's a studio
film.
Well,
you're saying, what's the one he sort of chickened out with, though? Is it Kill Bill or is it Death Proof?
I think it's both Kill Bill and Death Proof. I think he basically said, I'm not going to make my movie. I'm going to make somebody else's movie. I'm just the one that's going to do it. I'm going to do it my way.
I disagree. I think Kill Bill is very much his movie. Death Proof 2, like, it's clearly a Tarantino, like...
Why? Because it sounds like Tarantino?
Tarantino loves movies, right? He loves movies.
Yeah.
And he's even... Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction were all pulling from all sorts of stuff also. It's not like Kill Bill was the first time where... he ripped off a bunch of old style of movies at all.
No, and that's the thing. I'm not saying that he's ripped off anything. I'm just saying that
an homage, but...
Yeah, that's... I will never shit on somebody for finding something else somebody has done and then doing it better in certain... I mean, if you do it worse, fuck you, but if you do it better... and Tarantino did. Tarantino really did do well with a lot of the movies he's done. I mean, I am not going to say that I was not entertained by Kill Bill or Death Proof. I like both of them. I will defend both of them. I'm just saying that I feel like the both of them can both... Kevin Smith... No, not Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is doing what Kevin Smith should be doing. Where am I going with this? Fucking Tim Burton, Quentin Tarantino. I think they can do better. I think they can do better choices. I think that remake or doing another Frankenweenie and Inglourious Basterds are exactly that. Taking your idea, or even Inglourious Basterds is technically a remake, just... Doing what you do really fucking well. Mm-hmm.
I'm very hope. I need to see Glorious Passes. I'm pretty fucking excited about that.
Same here.
But
I forgot about The Hangover.
The Hangover was also amazing.
The Hangover was in June. I didn't get to see Moon. I really fucking wanted to see that.
Is that still in theaters? Or maybe I'll go see that this week.
It's not around here. I was basically in the city for a little bit, and then if it is, so maybe I'll go see it.
I wanted to see that too. Although, really, I don't need to see that in the theaters.
I want to see it. Fucking love movies like that. The Hurt Locker also. The Bomb Squad in Iraq.
I heard good things. I just don't. I don't really give a shit about any war movies.
Why?
If you set it in a war, I am less likely to watch it.
Why?
No really good reason. Possibly being from Canada. I don't know.
We don't believe in that sort
of
thing.
I've seen great war movies. I've seen great movies that take place during wars. Like, I've seen, like, Schindler's List took place during World War II, and it was an amazing movie. And Hurt Locker, from all accounts, is a fantastic movie. I enjoyed Jarhead. Like, I've seen good stuff, but I only watched Jarhead. The only reason I watched it is because Sam Mendes was involved. That's it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would not have watched it. The only reason I watched Generation Kill was because it was the guys that did The Wire. Otherwise, I would not have watched it.
Generation Kill defined the Iraq War for me. After seeing Gunnar Palace and all the other, like, documentaries and everything else that's been done, movies, whatever else, fucking Generation Kill was amazing.
I agree, it was really, really good, and I enjoyed it, and I'm glad I watched it. Whenever I see a war movie, I'm less inclined to watch it. If it's really good, I'll probably end up seeing it, but it's the same in comics. Like, Garth Ennis has been making these war stories comics for a while now, and everyone's saying they're amazing. I have no interest whatsoever. When Cap's in World War II, I totally lose interest.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay. Wait, is it just World War II, or is it all war, period?
No, it's all war. I read a bunch of Garth Ennis did a few Punisher stories in Vietnam.
Yeah,
no
interest. Bourne.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Chalk it up to the Canadian thing. Did you see Bruno?
Not yet.
Yeah, not a huge fan. It was all right, I guess. And fucking nothing that hasn't been done. Nothing that he hasn't done. That's another example of, okay, we get it. You know, you can do that. And we know you can do it better, so what the fuck? Orphan, The Ugly Truth. Like, it's like little, like, oasis spots of decency, I guess you could say. Like, whatever. Like, The Hangover was good. That's basically the only, like, what, year one with fucking Jack Black and Michael Cera.
I didn't see that, but
like,
I heard mostly bad things.
Like you said, like, Transformers. There's really nothing this summer that was fucking, like, standout amazing.
I can't believe I forgot Transformers. It's me. And I love all things large and robotic and transforming. It's just weird. Anyway, and I enjoyed Transformers. I totally enjoyed it, but it doesn't have that lasting impact that the old cartoon did.
Now, just in August alone, you got G.I. Joe, Julie and Julia, which I'm going to go see tomorrow with Rachel. She dragged me. I've heard good things, too. She wants to go see it. It's kind of a trade-off. Like, if we go see District 9 together, then we're going to go see Julie and Julia together. So tomorrow we're going to go see Julie and Julia. It works, whatever. And then District 9 sometime later in the week. I guess Paper Heart could be Paper Heart could be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard decent things about it. The Goods fucking got trashed in the everything.
Oh,
yeah.
But as Piven.
That
trailer cracks me up.
It's got Piven, Ving Rhames, fucking Ed Helms, and it's got
that little Asian
kid.
And it's got that little Asian guy from Role Models and Hangover.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And everything else of that ilk. That Inglourious Basterds, Halloween 2, fuck that. I don't want to go see anything. Nah. And Taking Woodstock, which I didn't even see anything about right up until...
Oh,
like,
I've heard about that. I want to see that badly.
That's what I'm saying. Just in the space of the beginning of September and what we have left of August, we have fucking amazing blockbuster, I gotta go see it kind of movies. Like, specifically District 9 and Inglourious Basterds. When you pop into September, you have... now I gotta get a thing. But basically, of what I can remember off the top of my head, there's the new Bruce Willis movie that's coming out, and a name because it's based off a graphic novel. The Surrogates.
Oh, I want to see that.
Graphic novel was amazing. It was a really good graphic novel. It was a really
also
good story.
Whiteout, which is also a comic based on a Greg Rucka thing.
Oh, yeah, the murderer comic. in Antarctica, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
To my understanding, I haven't seen it, but that's what I haven't read it, but that's what I understand it is.
And regardless of what it actually turns out to be, Gamer, which looks fucking ridiculous, but that's what I'm saying. If you compare the shit in the beginning of September to the shit
else there's something else in September.
Oh, I know. No, I'm saving that for last.
Oh, is it the same thing? Let's see. Go on. Let's see what it is. Go on. Carry on.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, Gamer looks like a better action movie than Wolverine and any other fucking thing that came out this summer. Mm-hmm. And it's got fucking Gerard Butler, who is awesome. And it has Michael C. Hall, who fucking hasn't done a bad thing ever. And it has him singing and dancing.
Really? I've seen nothing about Gamer. Now I have to see it.
I only know about it because they have the fucking ads plastered all over Xbox Live. So Every time I pop on Xbox Live to go play fucking Battlefield, I'm being stared down by Gerard Butler. So and who can say no to that face? So I always click on it and watch the fucking whatever they have up on there. Mm-hmm. So now comes the fucking Ace in the Hole, the movie that basically destroys everything else I've seen this summer. Maybe with the exception so far of Up or 500 Days of Summer. I really like Star Trek, but I think Extract is going to be
better.
That's not
what I was going to say. What's Extract? What I don't even know anything about Extract.
What? How the fuck do you not know anything about Extract? It's Mike Judge's third movie. It's got Jason Bateman, Affleck as a fucking stoner lawyer, and fucking Jackie from, what the hell was her name? Mila Kunis, who is quite possibly on top of my sometime later I'll tell you about list of girls from television shows that I would like to you with. But again, she's fucking married, so, or she's at least with somebody, and I know who the somebody is, but I'll save that until later, although you probably know.
I don't. No, I haven't heard anything about this, but it since it's Mike Judge, who I like his, like I loved Office Space, and I loved King of the Hill, but I did not like Idiocracy.
I thought it was stupid, but I think that was...
It was retarded. It was so dumb. It was so dumb. That's why I'm a little like, eh. No, my big August thing, aside from the surrogates, the invention of lying.
Holy fuck, how did I forget about that?
Director Ricky Gervais, writer Ricky Gervais, I am in. I am so in. Starring Jason Bateman, Jonah Hill, Jennifer Garner, Christopher Guest, Patrick Stewart, Jeffrey Tambor, and Ricky Gervais. I need to see this movie.
I feel like we're just reading IMDb and being
I'm not reading IMDb,
we're
but yes.
So amazing. We're so amazing because we know all of these things, and now you will know about them.
I am pulling up a site, but it's not IMDb this time. It's Cinema Montreal, but I need to see that movie.
Other mentionable thing, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have actually forgotten how much awesome shit has been packed into September, which is a month where they usually dump nothing but shit into. Mm. Like, September is usually the low end of the summer, and everyone's like, fuck it, whatever. Like, The Way of the Gun. A lot of my favorite movies have come out in September, but most of them are usually, like, low box office, low, you know, fucking buzz. Nothing really about them.
I'm not sure, aside from maybe Gamer, I'm not sure any of these are huge. And Nine. I'm not sure any of these have a huge marketing behind it. Like, it's extra.
Why not?
Well, because, Extract, Jennifer's Body, The Rebound, like, all these movies are stuff that will appeal to some people. I don't think any of these will be huge successes, though. Like, I don't think The Surrogates or even, unfortunately, The Invention of Lying are going to be massive box office, like, huge events or anything.
I fucking disagree. And we'll
see.
We'll see.
They totally appeal to us. Like, we're both super, like, clearly. Yeah. We're the group of people that loved Arrested Development.
Yeah.
When the vast majority of people couldn't give a fuck. That's what I mean.
Now,
it's the stuff that sort of...
I think the tables have turned on that shit. I think finally now people are starting to see that they're really... I mean, obviously people still like shitty TV and people still like things that we don't like. Mm. We're different. I understand that. But I think that the time has come for Arrested Development. I think the movie's going to happen. I think that I think people understand that it's a good fucking movie. It's a good fucking TV show. Sorry.
I hope so.
And I forgot also at the end of the month, right, squeezing in before the end, Astro Boy, which looks like a fucking, I mean,
that's October animated. On my list. That's coming out in October on my list.
Yeah, we get it end of September.
Too. That comes out right after Where the Wild Things Are. And Jesus.
What I'm saying!
In Montreal in October, the same weekend is The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus and Where the Wild Things Are.
I am telling you,
I
man.
I just got
the
a hard
fucking
on.
Summer. The summer has shifted this year. We're having the Indian summer in the box office, sir. That is what's fucking happening, and I will fucking take that to the bank. I think that they're gonna, because especially fucking assholes like me that have nothing better to do with their life ever fucking at all, are gonna go out to these movie theaters and they're gonna start seeing all this fucking great shit because they were so fucking let down by how fucking bad this summer was. It just fucking bullshit upon crap upon bad movies. And fucking Zombieland comes out in October. Fucking Zombieland, man.
The only thing I know about Zombieland is that apparently, what's his face? Woody is apparently so meth that he was still a little into the Zombieland phase when he came back to LA and attacked a paparazzi. Because he was probably high as a kite and thought he was a zombie.
It has fucking Woody Harrelson, who I like. I'm a fan. Jesse Eisenberg, the kid from Adventureland and whatever the fuck else he was in. And fucking Emma Stone, who is one awesome, random but awesome hottie. I think that she's another underappreciated actress of our time.
That Superbad?
She was in Superbad and The House Bunny, because I've seen her. Rachel loves that movie. She loves the fucking House Bunny.
I've actually heard decent things. That it's not terrible, but
I caught some of it, and I would say that while I wouldn't shit all over the movie to you, I wouldn't fucking say it was good. I'll just leave it at that.
Apparently, Bill Murray is also in Zombieland.
See? Fuck yeah. Fuck awesome. Yeah, Zombieland. Way to go.
Oh, I'll see it. It's zombies.
All right, so wait a second. Before we fucking finish up with talking about movies, what about zombies?
You hear Walking Dead's going to be a TV series?
Yes, I did. Holy fucking yes. This,
on AMC? This, home of Breaking Bad and Mad Men? Oh my god.
I think that this quite possibly might be the worst fucking show we will ever do, because it's nothing but us geeking out to like, oh my god, fucking, oh, did you hear? Because yes, I did fucking hear, and yes, oh my fucking god!
Oh,
I know, yeah, and they were shopping it around, and I guess I read that Kirkman is still gonna be involved, which is awesome. Oh, fuck, I'm trying to remember who was involved with the whole like bidding process and all that, because they picked somebody really fucking awesome, a really good.
Oh, Frank Darabont,
director.
Frank Darabont from Shawshank and The Mist.
Yep. Exactly.
Both were really good.
And I have not seen The Mist, but I got the ending ruined for me. And that movie alone, just knowing the fucking twist at the end of that movie, I'm fucking... I am in for Walking Dead.
It's really good. I'd read the story before I saw the movie. It lacked a little subtlety in the movie, but the movie was still really, really good.
I don't think Hollywood can do subtlety.
It made me a big fan of Thomas Jane.
And that's a big fan of Thomas Jane from the fucking beginning, because the dude actually thought he was the Punisher. He wasn't, but he thought, like... He's
a little crazy.
He is a little crazy. Have you seen Stander?
No.
Oh, do so, sir. That was another one of my... I probably said it last time or the time before on my Netflix queue. That was one that I was sitting on my fucking coffee table and I was like, whatever. I love Thomas Jane and I got the movie because I think he's awesome. But whatever. So I finally popped a movie in. Great fucking movie. Great story. Dude that was... during the whole blacks versus whites part of South African history... there was one cop named Andre Stander, who was the son of a police captain, I believe. And basically, Andre Stander worked his way up through the ranks, hated the fact that they were fighting the African-American... Well, what? See, that's the goddamn American fucking bullshit. What a political correctness. Like I say, African-American. African-Africans. South African-Africans, if you will. He just hated the whole, black-on-white shit. And the white-on-black shit. He was like, there's no reason for this stuff, especially considering that it's going to be over soon, you know, whatever. But they're going to take over, and we're going to be stuck like this. So he said, fuck the system. I'm going to go rob banks. So basically what he would do is he would rob a bank, and then he would go investigate his own crime because everybody else was dealing with the riots and shit like that. So he was like, oh, I'll go handle this. And eventually they caught him. He broke out of prison, and he kept robbing banks over and over and over again. In fact, he would rob a bank, and then there was actually a part in the movie. I hope I'm not spoiling an awesome part, but... just to sell the fucking thing so somebody will see it on DVD. They robbed a bank, and the Stander gang left, and then someone went on the radio and was like, ha ha ha, we fooled the Stander gang. We hid all the money, like, hid most of the money behind this picture in this, like, the secret safe. Ha ha, fuck you, Stander gang. So they turned the car around and robbed the bank again and went after the secret stash that they bragged about. So that alone, I was like, fucking great, great movie. And it featured... I'm trying to think of the actor's name, but a dude from The Departed, the Fitzy or whatever his name was, like the fucking random Irish dude in The Departed that was like the...
Oh, he's also from Lockstock or something, isn't he? He's from something else.
No, I don't think he is, because I was sitting there watching Stander, and I'm like, I know that motherfucker. I know that face. I know him really bad. What the fuck is he? And it was, I remember it from the scene where
he is from Lockstock. He's Soap from Lockstock.
No. The one guy is from Lockstock. The other guy is from The Departed. I remember the exact scene, because it's when he's writing on the fucking envelope, and he writes citizens, and he spells citizens wrong. Who the fuck? Matt Damon? No. That's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really? Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Leo corrects him. Yeah. So
it's David O'Hara is his name.
David O'Hara.
Hotel Rwanda.
Love David O'Hara. Actually, I have not seen Hotel Rwanda.
That's good. I've now added Stanner to my queue. I'll see it sometime in the next decade. But have you seen Tom? Eddie, I'm sure you haven't. But have you seen any of Thomas Jane's new show, Hung?
No, I haven't.
It's
again,
really
like I was saying,
good.
I don't watch TV anymore.
It's really
so
good.
I think it's right up my alley. Thomas Jane, yay. Prostituting yourself, double yay. And HBO, triple yay. So fucking maxed out on the yay scale, if you would.
Three yays out of three for Joe.
That's right. That's all I need. Those three things put together. But back on fucking topic. That's why I write down the fucking shit to tell you. That's why I thought that would be helpful. I want to talk about, before we finish up with movies and move on to TV and all the rest of that shit, whether we do it this time or next time, I want to talk about Funny People and 500 Days of Summer.
Right on.
I don't really have much to say about 500 Days of Summer, so let's start with that one. Do you have anything to say about that movie or no?
People were giving Summer and Zooey Deschanel way too hard a time. She told him, like, as soon as people started watching it on 500 Days of Summer, people were saying on Twitter, great movie, but you may suddenly hate Zooey Deschanel just a little bit. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, whatever. When does it?
But I love her.
No, I'm not the biggest Zooey Deschanel fan, and I know a lot of our people being the geeks, are gigantic. She's a huge sex symbol and huge object of attraction.
Did you see the music video she made for She and Him? With her and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, with her
Tommy
and her
dancing. Yeah, like this, just that alone, I'm like, oh man, fuck yeah, that's amazing.
I'm a fan. Cool. Don't get me wrong. People said they hated her and stuff, but no, this is bullshit. She told him specifically that she wasn't looking for anything.
Well,
and she told him up front, and he's the one that went in full force with it, and he got into this shit when he knew he shouldn't, because that. If it made me hate anyone, it made me hate Joseph Gordon-Levitt more than Zooey Deschanel, because his character is a giant fucking pussy.
I won't go so far as to say that. I think I will say that you're right, and I know that this is going to be the the biggest non-argument we've ever had. Thanks. But I
disagree, but I'll say you're right.
No, I do agree. I think that you're 100% right in that there's no reason to fucking hate her in that movie. And because if that movie was told from her point of view, she would be the same character she played in every fucking movie I've ever seen her in. Just that fucking crazy chick that everybody's like, hey, it's that crazy chick. You know, like the same character she played in Yes Man fucking 6 months ago or whatever the hell Yes Man came out. You know, like the same fucking thing that she does, like her goofy thing, and she sings and she's crazy and whatever else. But we love her because she's her and, you know, whatever. Yeah, and basically the whole movie kind of was about how she's evil and whatever else, but not really because, you know, she's not. And she's just, like I said, she's the same fucking character. I agree with you. I just agree differently because I like to be difficult. That's why. So,
I mean, like,
that's why I said let's get.
She wasn't a great person in the movie. Like she was a bit of a pain in the ass. She was a bit annoying, but
that's what women are.
She's a real She's a real person, and everything that happened to Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that movie is his own fucking fault. Absolutely, 100% his fault.
I really thought I was going to have a serious conversation after leaving the theater because the scene where she walks out of the movie theater crying, I won't go into what happens or whatever because I don't want to spoil it. I'm sure most of the people that listen, of the five or six people that will listen to this, they haven't seen it yet, with the exception of Rachel and maybe Michelle, depending on if she listens to this or not. But basically, the scene where she runs out crying was just fucking anger, like just the crux of most arguments between Rachel and I of, like, you don't understand how I feel, and, you know, shit like miscommunication and, you know, standard relationship shit. Like, you know, I feel this way, and you don't feel the same way I do, and that kind of shit. Like, I really thought we were going to walk out, and Rachel was going to be like, you saw, like, she cried, and she got that way, and I'm not the only one that's like that. I'm like, I know you're not the only one that's like that. You're female. Doesn't matter if you're female, doesn't matter if you're male. It helps if you're female. You're another person in a relationship just like she was. I thought it was realistic in the way that they showed everything. I thought it was a good movie. I thought that, yeah, she got shit all over. Like I said, big non-argument. We're both agreeing there. I thought it was a fucking good movie. Really don't have much to say about it, but I figured we'd talk about it because that's what we do here. And I don't think it's either we're going to argue about movies or have 2 hours of us just, like, sucking each other off and have, like,
I agree.
Sucking each other off.
That'd be gross and difficult because we're at least a 7-hour drive away.
I think I'm worth it, thank you. Anyways, moving on to funny people. Not so much to say about the movie that hasn't been said already. I got out of that movie theater and I started talking with Rachel, and she gave me so much material to talk to you about because just everything about the movie, she was like, is that real? Does that really happen? Do people really talk like that, you know, in the real world? I'm like, you live in the real world. You deal with people all the time. I mean, you work somewhere. You work in a retail store. You see people every day. I don't fucking leave the apartment. You're way closer to reality than I am. But she was giving me all kinds of shit, and I was like, I yanked a piece of paper out of her pocketbook, and I started jotting shit down to talk about. Is there anything you want to say about the movie that – I feel like I'm trampling all over you this episode.
That's fine.
Is there anything you need to say about the movie? Or?
Let's see what you have to say first.
Okay. Rachel took – I don't want to say she took offense, but she didn't believe that it was authentic dialogue, that Adam Sandler's character would walk around and tell people that they have a big penis, that he wouldn't walk up to the gardener and be like, hey, those bushes look great. Oh, it must be because you're fucking packing some heat downtown. Like, I was like, that is how guys talk about. We fucking, living in a house full of guys up at Marist and living in NJIT with those guys, I really don't think that we got through an hour of conversation without talking about fucking sucking, shitting, kissing, fucking licking somebody's asshole, something along those lines, like dick sizes. It's pretty much like anything that's off color, that's what we kind of go to because that's what guys do. Like, that's our comfort zone. You know, like, I would feel very uncomfortable talking to some guy I just met about, like, oh man, I was so intimate with my girlfriend last night. We were making out, and we were really, you know, talking about our relationship, and it was amazing. And we got so close to, you know, we were discussing our you know, inner feelings and things like that. Like, fuck no, I don't want to talk about those things with somebody I've just met. But I have no problem talking to somebody about a cold Carl, you know, or a fucking rusty trombone.
Wait. What's a cold Carl?
A hot Carl is when you dump on his chest.
Yeah.
Much like a Cleveland steamer. I don't know. I think the Carl modification is that you use in a hot Carl, you're using plastic wrap on the chest or something for easier cleanup. Whereas a cold Carl is very similar to a glass bottom boat in which there is a hard, clear surface
shit
on and you're underneath it.
Gotcha.
So I believe that's how it works. I'm not 100% on these things, but I don't think anybody really is. So fuck them or whoever wants to disagree with me. But anyways, yeah, she really took offense to the idea that people would walk around and be like, oh man, hey, are you circumcised? Or like, hey, that guy's got a big dick. And like, oh, I'd suck you off if I was given the chance. Like shit like that. Where I was like, no, that's really what happens. That's really how guys are. We talk about our dicks a lot.
I'll take your word for it.
What?
My friends I've been friends with for my two closest friends, Chris and Dan, I've been friends with for 25 years, and Dan I've been friends with for, let's say, 20 something. Which I understand becoming, like, I talk more about my cock with people I'm friends with more recently, but because I'm my closest friends I've known for a really long time.
They've already seen your penis. You don't need to
talk
about it.
We don't. We don't talk about it much. So, but, and I didn't ever stay in a dorm. I didn't really go to university. So all those things are foreign to me. But, I have definitely talked to my cock with some friends. Not really.
I'm sorry, you haven't had an adequate chance to talk about. Oh man, my balls are so hairy, you wouldn't believe. Like, I gotta get a fucking machete down there. It's like, I don't know, that's always been, like, since I got to college and I really, like, basically right around when I started getting to know you and getting to know everybody really that I know now, with the exception of Matt and Justin and, like, the guys that I've known. Because I know, like, I moved in eighth grade and I never really kept the fucking friends. So yeah. I kind of moved and I moved on and I kind of went from educational situation to the next one. And I kind of had a chance to, like, reinvent myself in each one, you know, between each transition, which was nice, I guess. And it's cool. I like to do it. And it's nice to know that people don't know the fucking horrible stories, you know, about me from, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. But for the most part, I don't know. I think that that's always been the way to go. It's always been talking about that kind of shit, like, since college. Even because even the reason I will talk about that shit with Matt is because I've known Matt forever, much like you guys, and it was always really awkward in high school, like, to joke about shit like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking shit my pants or something like that, because it's like, oh my god, my best friend is gonna shit his pants. Whereas in college, there are times where you really are about to shit your pants, and you're going to go, I need to tell somebody about this, because if I shit my pants, I want to give them some fucking warning. Like, especially if you're riding in a car with somebody and yes. You're going to shit your pants, you kind of want to give them a fucking heads up. And also because I think that college lends itself to being very embarrassing, whereas high school, a lot of shit's happening. I mean, college, a lot of shit's happening too, but I think high school stuff doesn't stick with you as much, especially because it gets all the slate gets wiped clean when you go to college. So it's kind of like high school, oh man, I farted in gym class, whoopty fucking do.
Yeah.
But eating dog food will stick with me forever. apparently.
Oh, Tornado.
Damn it. Yeah. Well, no, not
Matt?
Just
what's
him.
His real name? What's his real name? Matt?
Don't ask me. I don't know anybody's real name on the internet. If I haven't met you in person, I feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, damn. He changed his Twitter name to M. Van Amberg. I think it's Matt. I guess we'll find out when he listens to this.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Matt. I've never had an actual... I would love to have a conversation with the man. He seems very interesting. And he has two lovely children, I believe. Yep. You know, but again, internet acquaintance. Maybe I'll end up staying on his couch one of these days. I fucking doubt it. I don't think he associates with my sort of scum.
I think once someone has a child, you stop being able to let people sleep on their couch.
Really?
I think that's sort of the rough guideline, is that once... You can't sleep on someone's couch if they have a child.
I think I'm all right with kids, though.
It's not you. I think just in general, that's when you stop being able to use their couch as someone to crash on. I would let you sleep on my couch, but I don't have a kid. And if I did, I'd still try to push for it. But I think at that point, it starts being,
I don't think you would let me anywhere near your child.
I'd let you near my child if I had one. Believe me, I'll fuck him up just as much myself.
Yeah, but the thing is that I will always be the bad uncle. Like, here's some fireworks, or like, you know, like, I'm that guy that's like, all right, let's go get a fucking espresso and some, like, a fucking BB gun. That's okay. What we're going to get you today.
But see, I could see you getting them fireworks and a BB gun, but you would make sure they'd point it away from themselves.
I am, yeah, that's a good
point.
I think
you may let them point it at a squirrel. Or other small children, but at least it wouldn't be at themselves.
No, you never. You gotta have good gun safety. Yeah. I'm definitely a big gun safety person, whether it's a BB gun or. Yeah, you're right. I guess that's the thing. I have a lot of dangerous, stupid things that I do, but I really try to be as safe as possible when doing them. Yeah. That's really. It never works out, but I mean, it's a good thing to teach a kid at least. Yeah. Like, I'm definitely the kind of person that's like, I would give your kid knives, but I would teach the kid how to use a knife. Like, always cut away from yourself, and don't, if you're feeling a lot of pressure, don't like fucking force it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not sharp enough, it's not going to cut, things like that. Whatever. Anyways.
Funny people. Talk about penises.
I guess the other reason why probably people won't let me sleep on their couch is because I probably, after seeing Funny People, for some reason, I don't really know why, I was thinking about the fact that I don't really get drunk anymore, and I know that if I ever go back to that lifestyle, now that Twitter is so close at hand, especially like all, because they were doing like all the MySpace jokes, yep, and shit like that, Funny People, and like the Randy material, like, which surprisingly there wasn't a lot of. I figured from like the way that they did that whole, like, I don't know, what do you call it, like, promotional materials from the movie? Yep. I guess not really, because it was like a special one. Well, I guess it was promotional.
He did more Randy. I saw Aziz Ansari a couple weeks ago for Just for Laughs. He did
Just
more Randy material during Just for Laughs than he did in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. But I would like to bring up the point that I think that with every passing day, as I kind of go back into that lifestyle, I know once I'm going to go back to work and I start seeing people again and I start doing that kind of shit, it's only going to be a matter of time with Twitter at hand that there's going to be a picture of my junk put up on the internet, probably on TwitPic, because that's the way it's going to be. I don't know what made me think about that, but something from Funny People, I was like, I fucking know it. I know that for some reason, now I know what I'm working towards in life. That moment where I can say, no, don't put a picture of my penis on the internet. No, put maybe one ball. That'd be appropriate. And I think that's why people wouldn't let me sleep on their couch if they had kids, or really ever, if for that matter, because I really don't think anybody's like, I think that's how it works, is that you if you're with another person, if you're making porn, that sort of thing, that's okay. That's the internet's totally cool with that. Even if you're just alone and you're like, you know, in front of the fucking eyesight or whatever, and you're doing whatever you're doing, I don't know, to make fucking cash in the chat room. But if you're just taking pictures of your junk and you're putting them up on Twitter, especially when you have as few followers as I do, and that would really be what would get people to follow me, I think. This dude's tweeting pictures of his fucking junk, and I would hope it's relatively impressive. That's the only reason I know of. I mean, I know that there's, and that's another reason why it's always a joke with my friends, because people have seen me naked, and it's never really been a big deal for me, so it's always been that sort of thing that if you want to attack me on anything, it's sort of like, yeah, well, fuck you, at least my roommate never saw me fucking some chick, and you know, and then I fell off the bed, and my roommates, you don't know that story?
No, I do not know that story.
Well, basically, I just told it. It was I was drunk. I really hope the girl wasn't, for a lot of different reasons. We were having sex on my bed, and it was back in that time when I just didn't get really. I don't give a shit ever, but it was really a point in time where I didn't give a shit. And the dude was in there, and I kind of made it clear that it was time to leave, that maybe he would be better off sitting in the common room for a little bit. Like, it wasn't that late. It was like 11 o'clock, midnight, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And we started going at it pretty hard. And it was the first week of school before I had my futon there. So the bed was about, fucking nine feet off the ground. And I kept trying to, like, it was a single bed, so like, I kept trying to maneuver, and like, she was a really small girl, which was good, but the thing is, I kind of kept moving around, and calm down, it's okay. This happened a while ago, that's why I figured I told you. I dropped my leg, thinking like, okay, I can keep my left leg on the bed, and I can keep having sex with her, I can put the right leg on the ground, but I kind of like toppled off, so like, I kind of like cartwheeled off the bed and fell onto the ground, and basically like I wasn't like trying to cover myself, so basically once I was on the floor, I'm just standing there just naked, and I know my roommate was kind of just lying under his covers, and I know that there was a moment, I don't know if he was looking at me or what he was doing, but we kind of caught each other's eye, and I kind of was like, fuck it, because at this point he's just getting a show. He knows what's going on. He's not fucking stupid. He's just getting a show. He's got a story to tell his kids. This is why you don't dorm at school.
He's waiting till you leave to jerk off.
I don't think I'm that impressive. I'm pretty average body wise. I'm a little bit overweight. So no, I don't think. Well, yeah, I guess you'll be masturbating to me. Oh, my roommate's so great. I'm going to pound one out.
I was more thinking the girl, but
she wasn't that great either. Okay. So, yeah. There's that. I think we'll leave it at that for now. Well, I'll catch up what time next time, I guess we'll talk about TV.
Yeah.
So, I'll see you in a week.
Sounds good.
The duration is
okay. All right.
See you.
Yep. Yeah.